What is up, Still Studyans? It's episode 39, the Minka Fitzpatrick episode. It's June 28th, 2021, and the study sessions are rolling along here on the Still Study. Want to take a moment to thank you for supporting the Still Study, for taking the time to listen to the Still Study podcast, to read our work, and to listen to the study sessions. It means the world to us, and we are truly appreciative and grateful. And the last couple of episodes, the last couple of sessions have kind of taken a turn to be a little bit negative, fatalistic, and questioning of the upcoming 2021 season. I spent a lot of time drilling down into the questions facing this team next season, the challenges facing this team next season, instead of looking at the strengths of this squad. So over the next couple of days, we're going to take a look at what are those units on the team that are the strongest top to bottom? Because there are several positions on this team with great starting talent and also great depth. And again, there are reasons to be optimistic and positive about this 2021 squad. And we're going to dig into those reasons here today. And we're going to kick it off by taking a look at the offensive side of the football. We know that the greatest question, not just facing the offense, but really the entire team, is the offensive line. Especially after David DeCastro was released, Trey Turner was signed, and now with information released that potentially Kevin Dotson came into mandatory minicamp out of shape, there are significant reasons to be concerned about the O-line. But on the flip side, the one position that is the strongest, top to bottom, that has the most talent, the most potential, the most depth on the offensive side of the football is wide receiver. Just take a minute, listen to these names. Juju Smith-Schuster. Consistent, reliable. He's had his lapses, but he's been productive. Every season he's been in the league. Deontay Johnson, entering his third season, primed for a big year. Shifty as all get out. Agile. Makes the catch, quickly gets upfield. And that's something that plagues him at times because lapses in concentration. He's looking to run before he squeezes the ball, which results in misplays. Chase Claypool, second year player out of Notre Dame, their second round pick last season, exploded in the NFL, exploded for the Steelers. Big bodied receiver, able to physically dominate defensive backs, make combat catches, able to take a handoff, run it into the end zone. And if he was that productive as a rookie, what's he going to do in year two? And oh yeah, you got this other guy, James Washington, in the final year of his contract with the team, who has shown from the beginning of his career up until the current point, he's able to stretch the field like he did at Oklahoma State with Mason Rudolph and pulling the big catch with those lobster claws. So those are your top four. And oh yeah, you have a guy, Ray McCloud, who is fast, could take an end around for a big gainer. We saw that last year against Philadelphia. Didn't get a ton of opportunities at the receiving position, but he offers depth. And there is reason to believe that in year number two, he's going to contribute more. And then when you drill down even further, you look at some of the undrafted rookie free agents that are going to be coming into camp. Isaiah McCoy, big-bodied guy, not terribly fast in terms of straight line speed, but physical, can make combat catches. The Depot has talked about him potentially being a replacement for James Washington next year. And then you also have Rico Bussey, another undrafted rookie, who's going to make his push at wide receiver this offseason. So again, it's exciting. This is a deep position. This is a talented group of players. They each have unique skill sets. They each bring you something different. I mean, if you look at the contrast between a guy like Claypool, big, physical, looms large over the defensive backs. His contrast, Deontay Johnson, smaller guy, shiftier, agile, can stop on a dime, juke a guy out of his shoes, make the big catch and run for 30 yards after the reception. It's these nice contrasts and style of play that really makes this an eclectic, diverse group of wide receivers. And yeah, Roethlisberger, 39, not the player that he once was, but he has what may be the best receiving core from top to bottom that he's ever had. Some may push back on this and argue that when AB was here with Juju, that was the group. But you're talking two guys. Now you're talking four legit guys that he has to throw to. And if you want to take that a step further, Najee, what's he going to do? How is that running game going to make those receivers better? And oh yeah, Harris can catch out of the backfield. And I didn't even mention Eric Ebron or rookie Pat Freiermuth. So potentially, I'm talking about the wide receivers being a strength, but potentially what we could see this year is that the passing game becomes the strength of this offense. Again, for every negative, for every reason to be pessimistic about this team next year, there is reason for optimism. There is reason for hope. And the Steelers wide receiver position, Juju, Chase, Deontay, James, Ray, should give you a reason to smile this beautiful day. And studyins. That's it, man. That's the end of episode number 39, the Minka Fitzpatrick episode. Here on this Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. We only got one more day to go in June. And then we put a bow on this wonderful month. And then we're in July. And then just think, July 21st, the start of training camp. It's the 21 days until the start of training camp. We're going to do something fun for the countdown for training camp. So stay tuned for that. As always, thank you so much for supporting the Still Study. It means the world to us. Thank you for reading our work. Thank you for listening to the Still Study podcast. Thank you for listening to the study sessions. Please drop us a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. And if you haven't done so yet, follow us on Twitter @StillStudy. It's been fun, peoples. We love you. And remember, not everybody's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but you most certainly are. Have a fantastic week. We're out. Episode 39.